Jambuyo.
Boom, boom, boom. This is your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. The podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. You can find more information about the organization at www.paxinc.org. Yo, speaking of Freedom Train Network, make sure to subscribe to the other podcasts. So we have the Fix Sports Podcast that drops every Monday, Freedom Train Radio Podcast that drops every Wednesday, along with Shelby's World. You got Lessons from the Screen, my man Pat, that drops every Thursday. And then Joe comes back around on Saturday with On the Shoulder of Giants Podcast. Make sure to check out the video recording of this podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/enigmasep927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so YouTube knows that there's some activity, just to be honest. Also, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, yo, just hit me up on my email at enigmasep@gmail.com. If you want your songs played on the podcast, just shoot me the songs in MP3 or waveform. Also, make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. And in the email, include a short bio about yourself and the song and where I can tell people where to find the song if it's available online. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me on Twitter at EnigmaSelf, the number nine. At Enigma Self on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf and facebook.com/EnigmaSelf9. Okay, now that we have all of that out of the way, let's get prepared for the first song of the day. And remember, this is your boy Enigma September, and you're listening to the Enigma Self Hour podcast. You got time, baby.
I don't want to be that rapper that just like, you know, it's like, I messed up. Let me just do it again. Do it again. I got it this time. Hey, yo. Let's connect politic, ditto. Get money like Diddy, a legacy for my kiddos. Life changed after H to the Izzo. That's why I stay away from all these lames and these weirdos. They tryna turn my wifey to a widow. Mono Ginobili through the pressure, step Euro. I'm nice like Jesus, phone mirror. I knew I was the man before a year old. I've been the man since the starter jackets. Bad moves, you need better tactics. AI, y'all better practice. We still hooping, but if you cause madness, my n***s will march and bust your bracket. Went from underdog to the underboss. Coming where I came from, dog, you better floss. I said that line like I came from the slums. Nah, fam, I'm from the land where my ancestors hung. Deep South, Bible Belt, golds in they mouth. Rock 28s, you bold enough to see, but we bout. Then we'll set it straight, the Byram Street. Don't play and they'll catch a case. For better times, we patiently wait, yeah. That's why I put my team and my city on. Committee strong, anytime they put my CD on. Sadiddy, pretty bitties, gotta play this up in the whip. It feel good when you living life and making chips. Like, let's connect, politic, ditto. Get money like Diddy, a legacy for my kiddos. Life changed after H to the Izzo. That's why I stay away from all these lames and these weirdos. They tryna turn my wifey to a widow. Mono Ginobili through the pressure, step Euro. I'm nice like Jesus, phone mirror. I knew I was the man before a year old. Listen, I'm tired of rappers. These bullshit liars and these copycatters. The fake rap beef and the mumble chatter. Disrespecting the culture like it didn't matter. Splatter shit on the wall just to see if it stick. Got a gimmick and a hot beat, you got you a hit. Throw some auto-tune in the mix, now you calling it lit. It don't matter what you call it, we still calling it shit. Ha, I'm not an old. It just used to be about who's the dopest spitter, not who's the biggest dope getter. I understand that you a go-getter, but there's a million things you could go get. Go get a real job, pick up a trade. There's another way, in other words, go get off the stage. And dog, you never had flow from the start. Now you taking pictures of topless brides, calling it art. Calling me like, let's connect, politic, no. I bang the phone, these go for real flows. My shoulders stay just like the shot, so cold. My soul stay just like the sample, so old. And let me make it clear, let's just be aware. I make beats but rap circles round everybody here. Catch wreck, you can leave it to me. Put some respect on my name, dog, it's Beats with a Z. I'm out, let's keep it running. I knew I was the man before a year old. Yeah. I knew I was the man before a year old. Milltown, get the money. Tally Ho, get the money. Chi-Town, get the money. NYC, get the money. Outlaw, what up? Before I leave.
Boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy, Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour, brought to you by Freedom Train Network. And what you just heard was my man Backpack Beats with Love to Give. I had to give my man a shout out since I'm rocking his merch. Those on podcast land. That's why you got to check out the YouTube. I told you guys, check out the YouTube. Got the Pay the Producer t-shirt. Shout out to my mans. I got to take my critique back. You know, I wasn't talking about Backpack or anybody in particular. But he got me the 5X. He got me the 5X. I'm happy about not that. I'm happy about that. You got your man the 5X. I'm sitting comfortable. I just need to lose weight so I can start getting more merch. Hey, let me say this. Yo, you're check this out. Again, this ain't got to be paid promotion, but I'm saying if you want to just lend me some of your merch so I can rock it, it might be a good idea, player. I'm not talking to Backpack, talking to anybody else. Yo, I wonder how I can let people know about my clothing line, about my merch, about this and that. Yo, holla at your boy. What's good? Talk to a couple thousand people a week. What's up? You know what I mean? Open invitation to those out there. Let me know what's good. You gotta let me know. Just ask for an address. I will provide it. And then you can shoot it to me. And then I'll rock it the next week. What's up? So anyway, let me get into it. You know, I'm so horrible. Yo, this is episode 118 of Freedom Train Presents The Enigma Sep Hour. Thank you guys for joining me. I already told YouTube land this, but I want to thank each and every person that listens to this podcast week in and week out. I want to thank everybody that hits the subscribe button, rather if it's on YouTube or, you know, whatever you listen to the podcast. Special thanks to those that download the podcast. Big salute and shout out to you. We appreciate it. And everybody that goes out their way to follow me on social media. I ain't gonna front. If you guys are trying to add me on Facebook, y'all may, or even Instagram for that matter, y'all may want to, like, I don't know, shoot me a message. Like, be like, yo, E, I follow the podcast. Follow me back. I will follow you back if you holler at me. So just to let people know, because I ain't gonna front. I be getting requests, but it's kind of hard because you got the spammers and the scammers out there. So people will add me and I want to add them back, but I'm like, I don't know if this is legit or not. So you guys may have to, like, shoot me a message or something. Let me know that you legit. And I definitely got you. So yeah, if you hit me up, like, hey E, listen to the podcast, I enjoy your stuff, just want to be Facebook friends, Instagram friends, Twitter friends, TikTok friends, whatever the case may be, boom, I got you. So anyway, man, let's get into it. We got a long day. I be telling y'all, keep it short. We got two more episodes, and then I'm going on another break. If Pat is listening right now, this is probably news to him. Nah, I'm just going to go on a Christmas break, come back in the new year with a bang. So, yeah. Anyway, getting to the news, you guys probably noticed by now. It's probably definitely old news, but Tommy Tiny Liston Jr., this week, he was 62 years old, which always is a thing for me when people my dad's age pass away, or my parents' age. So my dad just turned 62, so that's too young. But of course, if you don't know who Tony Tiny Liston is, of course you do. He's most famous for playing Debo on Friday and on Next Friday. But y'all always play other roles in Hollywood, countless characters. If you're an 80s baby like myself, you remember him as Zeus, you know, going against Hulk Hogan back in the day. And yeah, man. So apparently, word is that he may have been suffering complications from COVID-19. That was what was reported by TMZ. I'm not sure. It's TMZ, but but yeah, that's what we have, man. So also too, man, was like mad weird is Ice Cube had posted a tweet about the guy who inspired the Debo character and saying that he had just passed away. This was like a couple of weeks ago, and people thought that it was Tony Tiny Liston. He had to clarify that it was the guy who inspired the Debo character, not Tiny himself, just to turn back around and Tiny to pass away. Oh, the world is weird, man. The world is weird. So rest in peace to Tiny, aka Debo, and may he not try to Debo any halos from any angels up in heaven. Y'all wild for that. The internet is undefeated, boy. Got a meme of him trying to Debo an angel. That's how the world works. Speaking of COVID-19, yo, so apparently the Versus, happy Monday to you guys as well, contracted or was hit with, again, COVID-19. And yeah, now the good thing is for some of you guys, because apparently some of you guys don't care or was really mad about this match, or they hated this matchup. I posted it on Facebook, people were just like, good. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, I thought we was cool with this. Maybe not. But it has been rescheduled to go down January 9th. So it will be the first Versus matchup in the new year. But also kind of weird because I saw a report or some pictures of Ashanti being in Africa just like 5 days ago. You know what I'm saying? Prior to the matchup. So we out here. And COVID-19 still, we out here too. And I think it's wild because this is the epitome of 2020. Like, how not great, how fitting it will be that 2020 will end with one of the biggest live streaming platforms to come out of this year, if not the biggest, that the final broadcast would be postponed, won't go down 2020 because of COVID-19. This world is weird, bro. This is a weird world. This earth thing, it works out kind of weird. But yo, speaking of the platform, I was saying that the Versus is the second largest live streaming platform of 2020. Now, I feel bad as a journalist for not having the information available. I have found the data. That's one thing I'd be looking for. I've been looking for data, you know, as far as industry stuff since 2000, man. I love seeing the data. You know, I love the music, but I also love data and how things work and what's popping. I was honestly surprised. Now, the number one was some all-access Facebook platform for the Grand Opry. Grand Ole Opry. Did I say that right? I'll listen to country. Yo, let me tell y'all. So I watch a lot of YouTube, of course. Subscribe to my page. I watch a lot of YouTube. And lately, I've been watching a lot of like these charts. I don't know if it's necessarily, yeah, it's Billboard charts. But what they'll do is they'll list the number of songs, or they'll list songs from a certain era. Matter of fact, there's one in particular where they'll list the week. So whatever the top 100 for, let's say, August 15th, August 15th, 1998, they would list like the top 100, and they'll show like clips of the video of those songs, or clips of those songs. So some of the songs wouldn't have videos. And what I realized through watching those is, I don't like country. I don't. Yo. And that, matter of fact, they even got like the ones for like today, like this, like literally this week. Like you can go on YouTube and they have the top 100 songs for this week, and they have like little clips. Yeah, first of all, I clearly don't listen to music. Yo, man, look,
bruh.
Let me tell y'all. So many songs I have never heard of. Like, I didn't know Young Thug did a song with Diplo. I had no idea. And I'm the music guy on Freedom Train Network. And I was like, yo, this is a song? They have a song together? What? Like, where? How do people even find these songs? Even though this week is a whole bunch of... A bunch of Christmas songs, of course, because everyone's streaming Christmas songs. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas like the ones we used to. Shut up. Anyway, bing! I just got my YouTube Bing singing in Bing Crosby. Anyway, yo, so I don't know. What was I... going on a tangent about these songs you can watch on YouTube. That's what I've been doing. I know Felicia has been annoyed. Or I feel like she's being ignored. Being annoyed by me watching these little video clips. But, I don't listen to country. And never have. This is like songs back in like 95. I know every, like 95, 96, in the 90s. Like I know every song on the Billboard charts. Like, oh, I know that song. I know this song. Don't matter, rather if it was alternative, you know, if it was R&B, rap, I know those songs. A country song pop up on the list? Nope. Nah. But also, too, like with that, I realize there's like a big platform or culture that I am not privy to I'm privy to. I know it exists, but it's just, I'm not there. I'm not in there. So, but I guess that's why it's funny, you know, when you see people and they don't know certain rappers. You're like, are you oblivious? Like, and they know music. These will be people that know music. Like, I don't know this rapper. What? But also, too, it just lends to when a lot of people know a certain artist, how big that must mean. Because I mean, there's like artists in country that sell like massive records, and then there's like people I know that would have no idea who that is. Like, what's the name of the group? It's something in Shay. Let me look it up. This is not playing. I know it's something in Shay, and I know they sell mad records. And I know it's two guys, But I can say I don't even know the name of the group. Dan and Shay. Country pop duo. Like, I know about them because of the Grammys, but I don't have, that's it. That's all I know. Two guys. That's all I got. Don't know one damn song. But I bet you go to Nebraska, or Iowa, or Mississippi, everybody know. Hell, parts of Tallahassee. We love Dan and Shay. Okay. So, man, anyway, let me get past that. Speaking of rap, man, speaking of the Grammys, shouts out to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Legendary rap group. Well, rap groups were have a number of rappers and a DJ. And the DJ was the most popular person, so not today. But hell, you even got what, Will Smith, it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Like, you always put the DJ first. Ron DMC kind of fucked that up, didn't he? I just thought about that. Like, it wasn't Jam Master Jay and Ron DMC. Maybe at one point, but as we know them today, regardless. Give people their flowers, man. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five are set to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 63rd Grammy Awards coming up next year. Man, this is good. This is good. They deserve that. I know a lot of people may believe that the Sugar Hill Gang is the first rap group, but they were the first rap group to have like a rap song placed on like whatever charts. But Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, well, they were, the thing is like the Sugar Hill Gang wasn't really part of the culture. Sounds weird, but from what I've heard or what I know, like they were just, you know, some people, Sylvia Robinson got together to try to cash in on the hip hop culture in New York. They was over in New Jersey. And she has gotten together. Of course, was it Big Man Hank, Big Bang Hank? Use the rhymes from Grandmaster Cass. All of that stuff. You know the backstory. But with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, like they were a part of the culture in New York, in the Bronx. And so when they came out, there was a bit of realness to it. And then also, too, the message. It's one of like the best songs ever. And anybody that knows me knows I'm all about storytelling and giving like details and stuff. And Melly Mel just killed that. And so shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, the whole crew, man. I want to say, I know one of them passed away. Was it Scorpio? Or Kid Creole? One of them. Clearly, I didn't do all my research, but I know one of them passed away. But regardless, man, what's dope is that they are being honored. So, and also, too, I mean, shout out to the Grammys for getting some things right. First of all, we already discussed that the rap album, even if you don't agree that they are the best representation of the year, all the albums are dope. And it's not no goofy picks. Like, all of these are solid rappers who really rap. So for the Grammys to have the rap albums list that they have for this year coming up, and to be honoring this group is dope, man. And speaking of the members of the group, you got Grandmaster Flash, the Kid Creole, Melly Mel, Keith Cowboy, Raheem, and Scorpio. So yeah, man, shouts out to those men, they grown ass men to me, cause they definitely probably old enough to be my daddy. Yo, I gotta relax. What else we got? I don't know. This week has been crazy. Now I know what I'm going to get into. Craziness, another craziness going on. I just don't know how to transition. So I'm just going to get into it. My Birthday twin.
Bruh.
I guess I don't have a sound clip for it, but this nigga. So Lil Wayne has pleaded guilty to federal gun charges. Apparently, sometime in 2019, Mans was flying into Miami. The feds pulled up on him. It turned out he had like a gold-plated like pistol or whatever. It was a gun. It was gold-plated. He had drugs on him. He was already high at the time. For whatever reason, the feds didn't pursue the drug charges or even for transporting drugs across state, but they did get him for the gun charge. Now, Lil Wayne has already been convicted of a gun charge in New York where he had to do a year. So I'm trying to think. No, I didn't. But I want to say at some point I said that Lil Wayne had the fed time. But no, he did state time in New York for the gun charge. So for basically him being a felon and having a gun and then having a gun crossing state lines, yeah, it's looking crazy. I think he's looking up to 10 years. So, but on the flip side, there's other news about Lil Wayne that makes all kind of sense when you realize what he was facing and is facing. So there's also news that was reported that Lil Wayne sold his rights to his masters to Universal for $100 million. On top of that, of course, we all remember that Lil Wayne endorsed Donald Trump during the last week of the 2020 presidential campaign. And it all makes sense. It all makes sense, at least to me. When I connect the dots, it looks as if Wayne is trying to, A, get some money up, pay the lawyers to try to get, you know, that sentence reduced. He's going to do time. He's pled guilty. He's going to do time. But the idea of how and where he does the time and how long is still up in the air as far as sentencings go. And also, too, there's word that he may try to look out or try to reach out to Trump before Trump is out of office for a pardon, which I think presidents typically do pardons during like Christmas time, almost like a Christmas gift or some crap, or during holiday like Thanksgiving. I know he just pardoned Flynn, one of his little cohorts. So, yeah, it looks like Lil Wayne, that may be the play that Lil Wayne is going for, especially since he's going to plead guilty. Because, granted, when the feds come after you, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? Like, look at Casanova. I think that's what I was talking about. I think the Casanova is situation. But, yeah, from T.I. to Foxy to Martha Stewart, Lil' Kim, like, yo, when the feds come after you, you're going to sit down regardless. So he's going to get it, but unless Trump comes to his rescue. And speaking of Trump, man, yo, this administration has really shown its true colors. There was a guy, I know his last name was Bernard, that was executed, I believe, Thursday. And he was 40 years old. He was my age. And when I was graduating from high school, they didn't say he committed a murder. He was involved in the murder of two youth pastors. Him and two other guys kidnapped a couple, took them in the woods and shot them in their face. The reason why it became a federal case is because they did it on the campus of Fort Hood, unbeknownst to them. So it became a federal case. So, but it was told that this Bernard guy was not the shooter. He was not involved in the death, even though he was involved in the getaway car. And then they put the bodies in the car and they burnt the car up. Now, it was a point of contention in if one of the victims died not from the gunshot, but from the fumes of the fire. And if that was the case, then Bernard was truly a murderer. But there was evidence that said that the two victims died from the gunshots. And so therefore, Bernard wasn't a murderer, even though he was an accessory. Now, granted, no one was asking for this guy to be released from prison, but there were people, infamously, Kim Kardashian, who was pleading for the execution, for the stay or whatever they call it, so he wouldn't be executed. Of course, clearly, that didn't happen. But the reason why I say this is nefarious is that this is the first time since Grover Cleveland was president that a president signed off on an execution while he was a lame duck president. And what that means is that Donald Trump he's going out of office. Most times they'll leave that to the next president. What's even crazier than that is there's been 8 executions like this year where there haven't been an execution federally in like 56 years. There hasn't been a federal execution. Trump has given out 8. And I think even at press time, there's another one that's happening, either happened yesterday, Saturday or Sunday, or may happen Monday. Again, which is beyond the precedent set that, you know, granted, you give it to the next president, even the next president probably won't do it. Now, this means no Republican or Democratic president has set out an execution since the 60s. And Trump has given out 8. That, granted, these people, you know, have done heinous crimes and that's why they are where they at. But to do what he's doing, especially at a time where it's not necessary, is, and no one's calling for it, you know, except, of course, the victim's family. It's just kind of crazy, bro. Kind of crazy. I think the ideal of not just the rhetoric, it's not just rhetoric that Trump is spewing. This is action. You know, these are things that he signed off on. And the whole ideal of, you know, being compassionate or caring about one's life with this, it's just that's out the window. That's not it. This is not it. Yeah, I just want to put that out there. I'm all about if you commit a crime, boom, you got to do commit a crime, do the time. It is what it is. And I have no sympathy for whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because the victim deserves you to, you know, do your time for whatever you did. However, if you done your time, yo, it's a wrap. Like, okay, cool. Do what you got to do. And I hate the fact that there's so many barriers for ex-convicts. And I know that's not a word people that you should use, but I'm just going off the cuff, literally. But I just hate the fact that ex-convicts, you know, it makes it harder, yet we want them to come back into society and live a regular life. It's hard to do that when there's so many barriers, you know. And granted, I get it. You don't want to get caught up with someone who's a career criminal and, you know, they have an issue. But if they got an issue, let's try to solve the issue. Like, it's not just try to lock them up and throw away the key. And then when they get out of prison, you know, expect them to do right when you're not giving them the tools to or not treating them as regular people. If they done the time, that's it. It's a wrap. There's no need for further punishment. But it seems like that's what we do in this country and then wonder why things are getting worse. So that's what I'm saying. Anyway, speaking of, I'm going to put this out here. And I'm not. I'm going to say that. I'm going to the next track, man. We're going to leave on that note. That wasn't even hip hop. Yo, I told you guys, man, get at your boy if you want your songs played on the podcast. This is what happened. So I told you guys that I was on No Static Podcast a couple weeks ago, and one of the homies, my man Dennis, hit me up for his track, so I'm going to go ahead and run that. So this is Dennis Hobbs with Going Blind. off his indecisive album. It's my man Libra. I may have to holler at him because that's our trait. Anyway, this is Going Blind by Dennis Hobbs. We'll come right back. This is the Enigma Self Hour.
Let us tell it, we were supposed to be the rock, because every time we popped out, it was another movie. To be fair, it still is, but it didn't come with a genre, and I guess that's why it's so confusing. Crazy how it was on New Year's Eve, like it was fine. Making sure the hard work will pay off with the grind. They said it will make our life, but I think somebody lied. If it's 2020 vision, I feel like I'm going blind. Damn, Onu. We would have bought the okie doke to get the whoop de whoop. Would have been a different kind of hurt if I was still in school. And those who still push it through. Who I feel for you. Got a lot of them ideas in my spaghetti with the crew. And it's worse when you turn extrovert and then you see the news. Man, ain't that a bitch? Cause now you all confused. On social media, like, damn, I thought that we was cool. But I guess that's the mood. I think about restart button folk all the time. Then I realize what's the point to press rewind. Especially when every other day our people dying. 2020 vision, I feel like I'm going blind. But at the same time, man, we've been on a decline. Now I'm optimistic, stars will shine and sun will rise. I didn't mean to get deep, so let me laugh to keep from crying. 2020 vision, I feel like I'm going blind. Not all the way where I wanna be, but I'm content. Had to learn it, everything ain't at my expense. Hell, it was getting tense, so I had to go and cleanse. Now I'm riding behind these tents just to spend time in a tent. Had to step back and step on the scene in the zone. I just knew that was the possibility of getting slept on. It was either learn humility or unleash hell on. The same ones that played me like I needed to get the hell on. But it's okay, I ain't forget though. I had to sit low. It took a minute to get some confidence, I had to get more. Or else I would've never caught a win in the end zone. So I'd rather look back and laugh than wish we would've did more. But this too shall pass, I feel obliged. This ain't how I wanted to start, but I guess now's the perfect time. It wasn't my intention on taking this long to rhyme. But if it's 2020 vision, I feel like I'm going blind. And if we've been honest, we came too far from never mind. The game that got too good to even try to ride the pine. Can't take it for granted, gotta treat it like it's mine. So if next year is the answer, then let me open my eyes. So if next year's the answer, then let me open my eyes. But in the meantime,
boom, 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 and we back. This is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. What you just heard was my man Dennis Hobbs going blind off his indecisive. Off his indecisive. Throw some things at y'all. What? Get back in the studio. Off his indecisive album. You can find the album at soundcloud.com/THEDENNISHOBBS. That's soundcloud.com/D Dennis Hobbs. YouTube, I'm not getting paid for that endorsement. Relax. Calm your nerves. Anyway, the album got 13 tracks. Basically, it sums up what the year has been for a lot of people. So, you guys make sure to holler at my man, like I told you. He's part of the crew over there at No Static Podcast. Also, too, y'all make sure to check out No Static Podcast, man. Let me get my Nori on. With his fake teeth. Yo, Nori be smiling, be cheesing like a motherfucker trying to show his fake teeth. Yeah. No, I gotta find an old picture of Nori and see what the improvement is. I ain't gonna front. If I got some, what is it? It's not dentures, it's porcelain. I don't care. Whatever. I get some. I don't care. I gotta keep my gap though. That's what makes people think me and Fee twins, because we both got gaps. So we be cheesing. We be looking like, hey yo. Yeah, our kid gonna have this gap. That's crazy. Yo, speaking of this gap, and I know people in podcasts like, yo, we don't even see it. What are you talking about? But speaking of my gap, I didn't have this gap until after high school. That was a while. So I guess I blame my daddy, first of all. I love my pops, but yeah. It's teeth is his teeth is, but no, I guess because my wisdom teeth came in, and they kind of like shifted the plates in the earth. Yeah, so yeah, like if you look at my pictures when I was a kid, my two front teeth were together. they were together. It wasn't until high school. And matter of fact, in high school, it was like a small. It was like I could tell they were spreading, but I didn't think it was they were gonna spread. I was like, all right, I got, you know, it's a little, but it's, that's cute. I look British. But yeah, now it's like toothpick. I can put a toothpick in there. Should I get braces? I don't know. I'm 40 years old. for what? I'm gonna fix my teeth so I can be pretty for the next 20 years. Imagine that. I finally get my braces off and die. Like, what? Goddamn. Oh, I'm looking pretty for. Oh, you pretty, but you old now. You know? Gotta give me keratin, nigga. The fuck you mean? Anyway, speaking of Gap. Yo, my man Snoop is in some hot water. This guy, man, Libras is wilding out here. We wilding. Snoop is in some hot water, man. Apparently, he came out and said that Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP was too vulgar, and they need to tone it down, bruh. I'm just trying to. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, what is it, WWWD's Nuts? Like, come on. The man's first album was titled Doggy Style. Yeah, your first album was titled Doggy Style, bro. Like, Bow Wow Wow, Yippee Yo, I mean. Do you talking about ain't no chick good enough to get burned up in it? Coming from a young G's perspective. Like, bro. Like, you got a video where a dude pulls a chick's bikini top off and her boobies fell out. And no one's ever found the raw footage of that. We really need to see the raw footage of that incident. But yeah, I just, man, I know we get older and our values change, but bro, you gotta relax, Snoop. Now the odd thing is that your Cardi B's husband, I guess they're not estranged anymore. That's that right? Estranged. They're together. He came out and defended his wife. Which is funny. He's like, women can do what they want to do with their bodies. I bet they can, Offset. I guess you want them to do things with their body with you. Especially those that's not your wife, guy. He can defend his wife against Snoop. He can't defend his wife against these thoughts that's in his DMs. You guys are weird. Some weird people, dog. Like, what are you guys doing? I think some of the advice for Snoop, and I if this is true, if someone gave this advice to Snoop, I'm with it. Shut the fuck up. You're a legend, bro, but shut up. Just stop. Stop. Full stop. This. Yeah, no. No. Don't do that. Speaking of things you shouldn't do, Shia LaBeouf is man's out of here. It's a wrap. And I know, did he do any rappity raps? I want to think Shia LaBeouf did do a rap song or try to record something. I know, like, what was it? Not fucking, who was the guy that played the Joker? I know he was trying to rap. I think he was in the studio with Kanye. I don't know. Crazy white boys to act. Shia LaBeouf is a rap. Now his former girlfriend, FKA Twigs, came out. Not just came out, but it has a lawsuit against Buddy for sexual battery and abuse during their relationship. And she got some wild accusations. Now, what's crazy is, and I know this conjure up the feelings of the Me Too movement, but I always try to see what the guys say, to see how they respond. And what kind of convinced me that it's really a rap for Buddy is he was just like, I've abused a lot of people, including myself. I'm sorry. So to me, I'm pretty sure his lawyer's going to put the money up to try to fight it. But sounds like an admission to me, bro. So, yeah, get his ass out of here, bro. But in general, this year, especially as far as music go, has been the year of the woman. Like, they've done it. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion has probably been the number one rapper this year. You've had Cardi B has continued to keep her nose wet. Nicki's been quiet, but she's been doing motherly, womanly things by, you know, giving birth to her child. And then you just had, you know, Sweetie and Asian Doll and all the other dolls just doing their thing. But women, and then also too, man, big up to Rhapsody. You know, I still think she got the best album 2019. But women has really been doing a lot of stuff as far as rap go. And so, yeah, some of these norms that we are used to as men, that's going to be out of here. We got to stop that. Just realize it's a new day. You know what I mean? It's a new day. So all the male chauvinist shit and double standards, they got to go. You got to get that out of here. That's not it. But, man, speaking of 2020, this has been one crazy year. Of course, I mean, for everybody. I mean, that's what I doubt. But I guess now, the best thing for us to try to do now is try to figure out what we're going to do moving forward. Now, I told you guys earlier, I had found these numbers regarding streaming, live streaming. Like I said, Versus was number two. But I also had, like, numbers for tours. And, of course, a lot of tours got cut short or just cut off, period, because of COVID-19 and the outbreak. But, man, let me tell y'all. So I was looking at the numbers, like some of the top acts. Shit kind of sad. Kind of crazy because outside of Post Malone, if you even want to call him a hip-hop act, I don't. But aside of Post Malone, like, I don't think there were any hip-hop acts in the top 100 as far as touring go. Hell, he was even hard-pressed to find any, like, black acts. But in particular, any black rap acts, like, I couldn't even tell you the first, honestly. Now, I know that a lot of rap acts really get the short end of the stick because early on, there was a lot of issue with just basically racism, but a lot of issue with insurance. So a lot of times when you do these shows, the venue has to, you know, get insurance to insure it, you know, anything happens, liability stuff. But because the characteristics that people place on rap and just urban music, period, it was hard for rappers to really get into big venues. That's why when Run DMC did that thing back in the day, you know, it was big. That was one of the first times that rap was like doing like stadium shows. I think it was like Run DMC, LL Cool J, Beastie Boys. The older heads know what's up. And then of course, the older heads, those my age, remember, you know, what was it, Rock the Mic? Not Rock the Mic tour. What was that? The tour with, you know, Rockefeller, Method Man and Red Man, DMX and Rough Riders, and they went and rocked, you know, stadiums or whatever. But still, that stigma as far as hip-hop being violent has just stuck and made it harder for artists to really get out and move around and just reflecting with the numbers that with these tours and just seeing that we ain't getting it. But also gives more cadence to what some people are saying. I know I think the last Joe Budden episode, they was talking about how, you know, it's not people getting money because of the pandemic. Some people that are, but because people ain't getting money, some people are going to scamming. But also, the streets are hungry. The streets are hungry, and that's why we see a turn up of, you know, these violent acts, you know, from MO3 getting murked in his hometown in broad daylight. Now it was reported that they found they arrested a suspect in his murder. So hopefully that turns out as well as it can. But from that, from King Von being popped, you know, Beanie getting hit. Who else? Beanie the Butcher getting hit. What's your boy? Boosie getting hit. Just all kind of violence, man. Like, a lot of that is stemming from just the money not circulating, you know? The money not circulating. So hopefully going into 2021, especially with this vaccine that's supposed to be coming out, hopefully people get this money up. And maybe that would mean that people won't be so susceptible to crimes, man. But I think in general, not just rappers. I think it was somebody. Was it Meek Mills or the Gang? No, it was Fabulous. It was Fabulous. Fabulous came out and said being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the world today. Now, granted, I do think that's an overstatement, but there's definitely some truth to it because the money is not circulating. And a lot of these rappers is dependent on, you know, trying to get around doing these live shows. I was just seeing a clip where Faith Evans was she was on Drink Champs. This is like a few years ago. It was an old clip. And she was saying how back then, you know, she was just doing shows, just trying to get the money up. That's what it was all about, just hustling. Of course, she was speaking on the Tupac situation. But she was like, you know, she was on the road. And I think she said Puff was trying to get her to do the promo tour. She was like, first of all, you want me to work for free. Second, you want me to work with my husband who's sleeping with his little side chick. And you want me in the mix? Nah, nigga. I'm out in these streets getting this money. But that's the nature of the business. You know, it's still freelance. You can put an album out, but you got to go out and, you know, get this money. But there ain't no money to get. You can get got, you know, especially if people are hungry and they think you got money and you don't have as much as you want, you know, they're going to pull up. So just got to be careful. But again, not just for the rappers out there, people just in general, just got to be careful. You got to watch your back, man, because even though things may be getting better, there's still people who suffer from, you know, this year and everything that's behind it, not just COVID-19, but just all the craziness that this year has brought. And you gotta be careful. You gotta be mindful to protect yourself and protect your family. And that's all I got to say about that. So yeah, man. But regardless, yo, what we looking at? We are, bro, less than 3 weeks away from the end of the year. Big up, big up, big up, big up. We are here. Let's get this thing wrapped up, man. I'm going to go ahead, man, get into these other tracks, man. We're going to get up out of here. So what I got for y'all, got the two R's, the two Rolls. I got my man Royce Lovett with Skin Tone, and they got my man Rothoro. We're all in it, and we're going to be right back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Jackie. was skinny, not me, brown sugar. Hopscotch queen, ain't no messing with this liquor. Mama got her clothes ironed out on the bed. Purple bees dancing in the twist on her head. Mama love her, daddy love her, grandma, sister, and brother too. She love to read from cover to cover, a dancing style you never knew. They said she could do anything, she didn't believe it, cause she couldn't see it, and I know just what she thinking. She's just a child, ain't noticing nothing. What to me, how she see this, you front. Yeah, I said a smile, but really want nothing. Magazine now ain't looking like her, man, and she see that. Don't need nobody to tell her she lacks something to get her to be that, talking to grandma like, see that. New school ain't for me, I tell about what I see. I'm thinking about wearing weave, changing my hair and some things. Talk to mama about it, please, I don't wanna get teased. Knowing these ripped jeans, showing my legs and my knees. You know what I mean, how you don't know what I mean. Open your eyes and you see the world is cold. And we out here on our own, unless we get in the zone. Zone, zone. I'm thinking about changing my skin tone. I'm loving your skin tone, I'm loving your skin tone. I'm in love with your skin tone. Baby, they so wrong, baby, you're not alone. I'm loving your skin tone, I'm loving your skin tone. I'm loving your skin tone, I'm loving, I'm loving, I'm loving, I'm loving, I'm loving, I'm loving your skin tone. Baby, do you know where your skin come from? Kings and queens before London, they dance into the rhythm of our drum. Don't you dare hide from the sun, yeah.
Oh, that's the beauty in your skin, baby. Yeah, I'm in love with your ebony.
Your melanin's everything.
It's everywhere, got enough to share. No, it can't compare. Music, movies, and the clothes they wear. Rockin' like it's dead, rockin' like it's dead. Lion say it's red, lion say it's red. Lord, I declare, Lord, I declare.
Baby, baby, baby,
baby, yeah, yeah. I love your skin tone, your skin tone. Yeah, you stout a lot, you stout a lot. Now you got a long way to go. Girl, your mother smile, and yeah, your father strong. And maybe they'll fall short, but you'll see them grow. If you cover it with bleach, you'll never know.
Cause I'm in love with your skin tone, I'm in love with your skin tone. I'm in love with your skin tone, I'm loving your skin tone. Baby, they so wrong, I'm in love with your skin tone. I'm loving your skin tone, I'm loving your skin tone. When I jump on the song, baby, I'm in love with your skin tone. Let me talk to the kinfolk, gotta stop with the lies. Willie Lynch, Jim Crow, if you're ignorant, we all die. Accept it, shouldn't come for complexion. Know my skin didn't come into question. Know the curls on my hair let me less than. Especially people like Carkin. Darker don't make me less smarter. Lighter don't make me entitled. Better together, we better together. The house or the field, you're never my rival.
Jesus was black, the Bible would have said so.
But it does say so. It's in Revelations chapter 1, verse 14. It says, his hair is like wool, and his eyes are like flame of fire.
Well, Lord have mercy.
This
sure do say that, don't it?
Now, who's this white dude in the Bible you done made an idol? First off, his name is Yeshua. Lord, he look nothing like you. I guess Jesus just a nickname, and Lord, that's such a shameless dread. Head's now dead, he's alive, and yeah, homie, that's all the fame. So if I'm a roller, my skin's the soda. If I'm no horn, the world's a tutor. Lil Jack, I'ma say it again. Lil Jack, I'ma say it again. Lil Jack, I'ma say it again. I'm loving your skin tone, baby.
That's the beauty in your skin, baby. Yeah, I'm in love with your ebony. Melanin's everything.
I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Push a limit, I push a limit, I push a limit. 10 tones, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Push a limit, I push a limit, I push a limit. 10 tones, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. All in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Authentic, there's no gimmicks, I really spit it. Keep it moving and keep it proving, I gotta get it. Percy Miller with it, no limit. God first, the flow still wicked. Showing karate keys the way I kick it. This is not for the dim with it. Surpassed mediocre, Ben did it. Rhyming well for longer than a minute. It's like I pulled from a rhyming well that's never ended. My quest for success is not ended. Bootstrap tight in the trenches. I'm going for it like it's fourth and inches. Gaining ground while avoiding blitzes. But I'm cold like Arctic blizzards. Fried lanes like chicken gizzards. Southern chef when I'm in the kitchen. Food for thought for your appetite. Fakes leave me with a sour taste. Please stay the fuck out my face. I go crazy like a basket case. Hey, I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Push a limit, I push a limit, I push a limit. 10 tones, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Push a limit, I push a limit, I push a limit. 10 tones, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. All in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Come on, gas with it, no brakes. It's not wise, always play it safe. Calculate the risk.
slim chance that I ever make it. I say a screw it though, I gotta take it. Let the dice roll, I burn blunts with a tight rope. Keep my balance, life's a tight rope. I walk a fine line, things could go wrong at any time. So live it up, that's what I keep in mind. Might be the last trip around the sun. At times the weight feels like a ton. Break your shoulder off, you know crumbling. I'm standing tall, with no shame declare I want it all. Weed small, thick like linen foam. I ain't perfect, got my share of flaws. Like shuttle flights aiming for the stars. I belong with the constellations. Prefer monetary compensation. Stick to the script, no alterations. I'm all in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Push the limit, I push the limit, I push the limit. 10 toes, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. I'm all in it, 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 I'm all in it. Push the limit, I push the limit, I push the limit. 10 toes, I'm down for it, I'm really with it. All in it, I'm all in it, I'm all in it. Yeah, yeah, snow up, snow up. Life is life.
Yo, boom, boom, boom. We are back. This is your boy, Nick Maseptember. What you just heard was Royce Lovett with Skin Tone. My man, Rothoro with All In It. Before we get up out of here, again, make sure to hit your boy up on the socials at Twitter. On Twitter, hit me up at EnigmaSep9. Facebook.com/EnigmaSep. And Instagram, EnigmaSep. And all I can say is, man, out in these streets, you guys make sure to remain safe, stay safe, wear your mask, keep your distance. Social distancing is still a thing. Also, man, big happy birthday to my mother-in-law. She hit the big 7-0. So big up and blessings to her. Also, too, to my cousin LeBron. Happy birthday, little man. What else we got? I think that's about it. I'm not sure. Oh, there were some other things I meant to mention, but I can't think of it. Anyway, man. Yeah. So just remember, remain safe out there. Be kind to each other. Be nice to each other. Also, feel free to check out the other podcast episodes on YouTube. You got the playlist where you can check out the other episodes as well as the auxiliaries and everything else. If you listen to the podcast, again, feel free to check out other podcasts. Hit that download button. Hit that subscribe button and download the Freedom Train Radio app. And man, I think that's about it. Fuck Clubhouse, Chatty House, whatever. I want to speak on the Meek Mill and academic stuff, but I'm tired. I ain't got time. Everyday Struggle ended, so that's interesting. Joe won. Complex, you lost. But no, that's all I got. Love you guys. Yeah, appreciate you guys for supporting me, for being here, listening day in and day out, week in and week out, rather. It's not a daily thing. You know, I try to set this up like a daily show. But week in and week out, tuning in to the podcast, the shares, the likes, all of that, man. I see it. I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. And also to everybody that's, you know, down with the team, that's on my team, you know, from my wife, Felicia, my man, Pat, Joe, Shelby, Candace. Also, too, man, my man, Hibarato, you know what I'm saying, hit me up with the mic stand. Just any and everybody, man, you know, even from just let me know that you listening, you know what I'm saying, that really warms my heart. Being that sometimes I get tired, I ain't up front. I love doing this, but I remember there's a time where, man, there was no one. Like I knew, I will post it. I saw the numbers. There was no one listening. And this is like early on, back in 08, when I first started, you know, week in and week out, there was no listeners. So the fact that there are people there and there's still movement, I see movement, I see the numbers on my YouTube, or I see the numbers. And don't get it twisted, you guys are more than just numbers. I don't see it that way. But the data lets me know that, you know, gives me assurance that it's not doing this for nothing, even though I probably would do this for nothing. But it's good to know that there's people that are being inspired, that are listening to, entertain. I need to start pissing y'all off. That's why. If I'm going to take anything from academics of everyday struggle, I need to start pissing y'all off. That's what I need to do. It'd be a spike of everything. But nah, man, I appreciate you guys. I really do. So make sure to reach out to me, man. I'm a nice guy. Again, leave them comments. You know, shoot me a message. Get in my DMs. Ladies, you got to relax. I am married. But, yo, just let me know. That's a joke. Just let me know that you appreciate the show, you like the show, and yeah, give your boy some encouragement. Hey, it's the winter months. Hey, matter of fact, let me say this, I'm definitely up out here. Yo, I know it's holiday season, winter months are coming up. We still got a week before it's officially winter. Hey man, protect yourself. Self-care is important. Do what you gotta do to make sure that you are happy. Now, I know we can't be happy all the time, but if you feel yourself slipping, yo, do what you got to do as far as you got to call a therapist, call your friend. Just put any, you know, tell people that you need help. You know what I'm saying? But do what you got to do for self-care and keep your spirits up. Because around this time, you can get down, man. It's easy to get down around this time, especially with a year like we've had. It's been tough for a lot of people, if not everybody. So, if you good, make sure your people good, man. Look out for your people. Make sure they straight. So just want to give those encouraging words. And then I'm going to get out y'all hair. I am done. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. See y'all next week.